Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. Well, today's episode is going to be Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. If you don't listen to Lone Ranger episode, listen to yesterday's because I did thank you guys deeply. Again, thank you for being a member. I can't say that enough. Thank you. And yesterday's episode, or sorry, not yesterday's, today's episode of the Lone Ranger, you'll actually hear that. So let's get into today's episode. Like I said, it is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date's May 16th, 1952, and the title is The Champion of Faro Flats. Hope you enjoy, and again, thank you for being a member.
And gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from the world's only talkin' cereal, Snap, Crackle, and Pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies!
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, The Champion of Faro Flats. When you open your eyes in the morning, there's no finer thing in the world to look forward to than a big heaping bowl of golden crisp Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the talking cereal. These merry little gadabouts in the bowl will tell you with a snap, crackle, pop how fresh and crisp and good tasting they are. So get a big box tomorrow. And boys and girls, a little later on in the program, we'll tell you how you can get a wonderful Aerodoodle rocket-launching beanie. So be sure to stay tuned in. One afternoon in the late 60s, United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles stopped at a fork in the road on the California line. When they made their choice to take the left-hand road toward California's mining towns, they were playing into the hand of fate, for a strange, exciting adventure waited for them when they met the champion of Faro Flats.
All right, Joker, Bill says this way. Pick him up.
Yep. Let's go, Buckshot.
Bill, something tells me we should have taken that right-hand fork after all.
What's the matter, partner? You getting to be a fortune teller all of a sudden?
No, but I get hunches about these things, and when my hunch says we're heading for Gunsmoke, you can bet your silver buckle we're going to get into it.
Well, we'll worry about that when it comes, partner.
Hey, Bill. Hey, look coming up behind us. Ain't that a funny way to fix up a buckboard?
Yeah, like a little covered wagon.
Let's stop and let them go by. I want to see it. Now, hold, Joker.
Oh, Buckshot.
Nice
day,
huh?
Sure is.
Howdy, stranger.
Howdy to you too, my friend. Yeah, over there.
Yeah, over the river to you too.
He's a right happy gent, Jingle.
Yeah, he sure is. That sure is a funny contraption. He's driving down the road.
Come on, Buckshot.
Yeah, Joker. You know, Bill, we're heading in the same direction. Maybe we'll run into him again.
Maybe.
Hey, Bill, look. Look, a bunch of riders jumped out of the brush. They're after that little gent in the wagon.
Yeah.
Bill!
Come on, partner. We'll even this up a little bit. Hiya, Buckshot. Get on, boy.
Jump, Joker. We're going to cut those bushwhackers down to size.
That little stranger's got plenty of spunk, Jingles. Look at him try to outrun him.
Yeah, let's give those rollers something to think about, Bill.
Yeah, partner. Fire a couple over the heads.
Hey, they're turning on us.
That's fine, Jingles. Ride right into them.
All right, now, you two sons of Satan. You drag down on them horses, you ought to be drilling holes into both of you.
Ooh, yeah, mister. I'd be more careful of those shooting irons if I were you.
And who is it telling me to be careful, I'm asking?
And I'll be the one to be telling you that, you spattlepin. It's being none other than Wild Bill Hickok. And does that name mean anything to you?
Hickok, let's get out of here. Get up.
Look at him scatter, Bill.
Now, stranger, maybe you'd like to explain what you and your boys were doing ambushing that wagon.
Well, now, I wouldn't be explaining nothing, Marshal. And I'll be bidding you a very bad day, for you've interrupted our business. We did no harm to the little coyote, so you have nothing to hold me for. Now, get up, me boy. Hey!
Hey, you come back here, you dry gulching Gila monster!
Let him go, Jingles. Let's see if they did any damage to our little friend in the buckboard.
Gracias, senor. Muy gracias. You have saved my life. I, Farino, leading citizen of Faro Flats, give you a salute.
Oh, now, slow down, and tell us what this is all about.
Yeah, Mr. Farino. What were those men after?
Them, I cursed them for the snakes in the grasses they are. They would take from Farino the most famous of all the jumping champions. You have saved the honor, Farino, on Faro Flats.
Bill, this jasper ain't making much sense to me.
To me neither, Jingle.
Come ride with me and I will tell you. There's no time to lose. You must hurry before more harm is done.
Harm? You reckon they'll try to get you again?
Say, they will never give up trying until after the great contest, which takes place tomorrow afternoon. Get up there, my bell. Master Hody, get up there.
Yeah, along, Buckshot. Might as well follow him, Jingle.
Yeah. Doggone if he ain't got my curiosity right up into the top of my hat.
Say, Farino.
Hey, my friend, there's me.
What contest you talking about?
The jumping contest, of course. I, Farino, own a champion of all the jumpers.
Oh, horses, now you're talking. If there's anything I like to see, it's a good jumping horse. Now, wait a minute, Farino. How were them mavericks trying to steal a jumper from you just now? You can't get a champion horse in this little ring.
Horses? Who said anything about the horses? The horses. I have the greatest of all the champion of jumpers right here in my wagon. Win the victory. Look, I pull it back at the commerce and show them to you. There he is, my wing of the victory.
Look. This Jasper's gone local as a wild steer. That champion's a frog. A doggone green pop-eyed bullfrog.
This is Charlie Lyon and Slim the Singing Cowboy, friends. Say, tell us about those wonderful new Aerodoodle beanie caps and rocket planes, Slim.
Well, sir, they're just about the niftiest thing this side of the Rio Grande, Charlie. You know what a beanie is, kids. It's a cap. And this one's bright-colored red and green. And it's got a 4-inch flexible plastic launching tube on top for shooting out rocket planes. You fit one of these here rocket planes on the tube, then you blow through a 20-inch blasting tube, and that rocket plane can soar as high as a house. Boy, oh boy, what fun. Now, be the first in your neighborhood to get one. You just tear off the top of a regular or large-sized box of those delicious golden Kellogg's Rice Krispies and send it along with 25 cents to Kellogg's. They'll send you a swell rocket-launching beanie with 3 rocket planes. So get Kellogg's Rice Krispies. That's the talking cereal that goes snap, crackle, and pop to tell you how fresh and crisp they are. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best, and how? Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Get this wonderful trick beanie that actually launches rocket planes. Send now to Kellogg's, Box 8500A, Chicago 77, Illinois. Kellogg's, Box 8500A, Chicago 77, Illinois. Okay, let's get back to Wild Bill Hickok. United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles were more than surprised when the excitable Farino disclosed to them that his prize jumper, Winged Victory, was actually a bullfrog. When Jingles and Bill stopped laughing, they headed on up the road and into the town of Faro Flats.
Well, here we are. Now you will have the pleasure of meeting George Harrington, the other leading citizen of Faro Flats. He's a nice man. You wait and see.
Farino, come in. Everybody's been worried about you.
Worry about the Farino? But of course, Farino's a very important citizen of Faro Flats. Is it right they should worry about me?
Well, I see you brought some friends.
Oh, yes, these are my friends. The greatest marshal of all of the West. Maybe the whole world. Wild Bill Hickok.
Hickok.
And as a sidekick, a jingler.
That's me.
Well, welcome to the leading town of all California's mining country, gentlemen. Come in. You arrived just at a most propitious moment.
We did? Well, what kind of a time is that?
Never mind, Jingles. He's just glad to see us.
Oh, me too, Judge.
George, tell me, is the contest all around?
Yes, yes, and I have great news.
Great news? What is?
Calaveras County citizens are entering their champion to compete against your Wing Victory. This will decide which is the best jumper of all time. Oh, if only Mark Twain could be here to witness this grand occasion.
This must be an important time around here, Judge Harrington.
Yeah, everybody's all stirred up like it was a rodeo almost.
Rodeo? Rodeos are nothing. You will see. But, George, I must have told you something. O'Reilly and the cutthroats from a Gopher Gulch attacked me on a road.
They did.
They sure did. Ambushed him, that's what.
Sure they did. And if it had not been for Wild Bill Hickok...
And Jingles.
And Jingles. Uh-huh. I would not be here. And my great champion Winged Victory would be no more. Poof. Out.
Gentlemen, you have saved the honor of Faro Flats.
Oh, it weren't nothing to talk about. Much. Me and Bill was just riding down the road behind Mr. Farino and his wagon when suddenly 40 or 50
Jingles.
Of the...
Jingles.
Huh? Well, weren't there that many, Bill?
Five.
Five?
Five.
Oh, yeah, five. Well, when five of the meanest, orneriest gun slicks you ever saw come busting out of the brush...
Jingles.
And, well, they were.
Never mind, partner.
But, Bill,
never mind.
No, all right. Well, like I said, Judge, it wasn't really nothing. Nothing at all. Doggone it anyway.
Well, I have a request to make of you, Mr. Hickok.
You just name it, Judge.
Yeah, name it. It's as good as done, ain't it, Bill?
Well, if we can, partner.
Well, it's this. I want you to guard Farino's champion until after the contest tomorrow. It's very important to Faro Flats.
Oh, now, Bill, I don't want to be no guard nursemaid to a dad-blasted, croaking, jumping bullfrog. Well, there just ain't no dignity to it for a big U.S. deputy like me.
Oh, now, you don't understand, Jingles. The contest is the biggest thing of the year. Gopher Gulch and Faro Flats are armed camps right now. Feeling is running high. Everyone is so stirred up that if anything happened, there'd be more killings than we had in the Civil War.
There would?
Yes, there would. Well, how about it, Bill?
All right, Judge, we'll take that responsibility. Jingles, you get that bullfrog and we'll keep him in our hotel room. You can stand guard over him until tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Hickok. It's a fine thing you do for Faro Flats. It'll make you go down in history as the greatest United States Marshal of all the time.
All right now, sir. You know what to do.
Yeah, sure, Riley, I know. Just take this box with a snake in it up to the window of their hotel room and let the snake loose.
That's right. He'll do the rest. If there's anything a snake likes better than anything else, it's a nice, juicy bullfrog.
Yeah. Reno ain't gonna have no champion to jump against the Gopher Gulch Flash tomorrow.
Now, my friend the Jingles, you will guard my champion of the world, my little Winged Victory. And tomorrow he will be the most famous frog in all history.
Yeah, and tomorrow I'll be a nervous wreck.
Now, don't go worrying, partner. You just keep your eyes open. Don't let the Gopher Gulch boys catch you napping.
Well, how am I going to get something to eat if I got to stay locked up here with this frog? I might just start frying him up for supper. Frog legs are mighty good, you know.
No, no. I will send our key from the cafe to come up to your window and bring you some.
Okay. Well, where are you going, Bill?
To look around town, Jingles. Folks are already gathering for the celebration and contest tomorrow.
And it will be a celebration like you have never seen in your life before.
I'll see you later, partner.
Guard my Winged Victory well, Jingles.
Now, doggone it, how'd I ever get mixed up in a thing like this? Oh, be quiet. Hey, what's that? Hey, who's that?
It's just me, big boy. I brought you something for that croaking jumper of yours. There!
Well, thanks. Hey, it's a snake. You sneaking salamander. He'll eat a Perino's frog.
Yeah, I mean, that's a general idea.
Help! Help, snake! I gotta kill it. Oh, Mr. Doggone it.
Stop, Jingles!
Oh, Bill. Woo-wee, I'm glad you come back. Hey, you killed it. Oh, where's that doggone frog?
There he is, safe and sound. I heard you holler.
Bill, those varmints ain't kidding about being after this doggone old bullfrog.
I guess not, Jingles. You know, they may try it again, so you better stay awake.
You couldn't put me to sleep now with a 10-pound sledgehammer.
Fine. I'll be back before long. Hawkey should show up soon with some chow for you.
Well, he better show up mighty quick or I'll starve to death. I could eat a longhorn steer right now. Hair, hide, horns, and tallow. Who's there? No sidewinders surprising me again. Oh, hey, it's a Chinaman from the cafe, and he's got a frying pan in his hand. Hot diggity, now I eat.
Oh, Mr. Felino, him say, bring your chow chow, chop chop. Me bring. Oh, my name, Aki. How do?
Well, now that's right nice of you, Aki. How do yourself? I'll just take that frying pan.
Sure, you take. Oh, be careful. Frying pan hot right from stove.
Ow! Woo. Yeah, it is, ain't it? Hey, is that all you brought? Two little old chicken legs?
Me very sorry. Many people in fellow flats. Many people mean much hungry. Eat all food up, not much left. Only two chicken legs. You no like me take back.
No, 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 you don't. I'll eat them. Sure ain't much when you got as much to keep up as I have.
All right, you keep. You eat. Me go. Bye-bye.
And so long. Two little old chicken legs. Doggone it, but it's sure good at that. Just one bite and that one's gone. And another bite and that one's gone too. That bone sure sound hollow in that frying pan. Now, where'd that frog get to? Hey, Froggy, Froggy, Froggy. Come on, little Froggy. Oh, now, come on. This ain't no time to play hide and seek. Are you under the bed? No. Hey, he's gone. Help! Robert! Thief! Bill!
Hey, Jingles, what's the matter?
What happened? Where's my winged victory? What are you done with him?
Billy's gone. Just disappeared.
What? Disappeared? No, you're not telling me a thing like this. Where is he going to quick? Say something to me.
Well, there ain't nothing to say. He just ain't here, that's all.
Mamma mia, look in the frying pan. Two bones. Two bones. Jingles, I hear you say that you were hungry, you murderer. You eat my frog, my champion of victory. You have eaten. And for that, I kill you.
Hey, Wranglers, kids all over the land are buzzing about the sensational new offer that Kellogg's Rice Krispies is making. Now, I'm going to tell you all about it in a minute. Right now, though, come on, let's everybody sing. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best, and how? Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Here's what you can get from Kellogg's, kids. It's called the Aerodoodle Beanie Cap and Rocket Outfit. It's a bright red and green cap that fits on your head and has a flexible plastic 4-inch tube attached to the top. You fit a sleek, sturdy 5.5-inch rocket plane, and there's three of them in the kit, on the front of this here tube. Now you blow through another long tube and watch the rocket go zooming off your cap and zip up into the air. You'll have all kinds of fun with it, and I'll tell you how you can get this wonderful rocket beanie outfit. Just send the box top from a package of Kellogg's Rice Krispies along with 25 cents to Kellogg's, Box 8500A, Chicago 77, Illinois. Now be sure to include your name and address. That's Kellogg's, Box 8500A, Chicago 77, Illinois. You better send it right away. And now what do you say? Let's get back to Wild Bill Hickok.
When they heard Jingles yelling, Bill, Judge Harrington, and Farino rushed into the room to find Jingles moaning that the champion jumping frog has disappeared. Then Farino spied the frying pan with the two chicken bones in it and accused Jingles of eating the frog's legs, threatening to kill him.
Hey, I would have killed you.
Hold it, Farino.
Bill, pull him off of me. Doggone it. I wish I'd never seen that bad burned frog.
But what happened?
Hey, to my frog, I tell you.
Now, everybody just settle down. All right, partner. Go over it for it. Tell us just what happened.
Well, Key brought me a couple of chicken legs in this frying pan, and I ate them. Frog was right there on the floor when I started, right near the bed.
Oh, my poor little Wingabixie. What are going to do?
Quiet, Farino, and let Jingles finish.
Then when I ate the chicken, I dropped the bones in the frying pan and rattled them once, and when I looked around, the doggone frog was missing.
Was the window open?
Yeah. Aki brought the chicken to the window.
Well, now let's just have a little look.
What do you expect to find out there, Bill?
I found it, Jingles, right out here in the rain barrel.
What? My winged victory? My champion? You find him?
I sure did, Perino. Here he is.
Well, I'll be doggone. Bill, that sure was some quick thinking.
Yeah, and that was sure some fine jumping that frog did, too.
Hey, that's right. Jingles, you say you saw the frog right by this bedpost?
Yeah, right where your foot is, Judge.
And he jumped right out the window into the rain barrel.
Judge, you know what I mean? And that is the longest jump ever made by any frog anywhere.
But how did you get him to do it?
I didn't get him to do it, I tell you. All I did was rattle the frying pan and turn around and he was gone. See, he agrees with me.
The frying pan. Quick, give me the frying pan.
Here. Now, what are you going to do with it?
I'll show you. Here, you say the frog was right here?
Right by the bedpost.
All right. Now, wing the victory. There you are. Jump right by the bedpost again. Now, show Papa how you can jump into the rain about again when I rattle the frying pan. Are you ready?
Oh, I never saw anything as silly before in my born day.
Quiet, Jingles. If he does it, this will be a memorable day in the history of Faro Flats.
Quiet now. I'm going to rattle a frying pan.
Hey, he did it!
He did it! He's the biggest champion of all the time!
And wait till tomorrow. He'll beat the Gopher Gulch Flash with his flippers down. That Gopher Gulch entry by 3 feet, and the Calaveras entry by 5. Oh, what a jump! O'Reilly sure went off with a sour look.
My winged victory wins. George Faro Flats is a famous. I'm a famous. You're a famous.
We're all famous. Hey, and don't forget, I'm the one that trained him for the match.
Yep, partner, you're a great frog trainer.
And because you do such a fine job of training my jumper, I'm a changing the frog's name from a winged victory to a jump and a jingle. It's a nice, huh?
That's real nice, Farino. You know, partner, you're going to be famous.
Yeah, you'll be the most famous.
I'll be the most famous leading citizen. The most famous frog trainer and frog jockey in the world. And it's all right with me just so as I don't have to live with the critter and listen to his singing. Mine's bad enough.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
That's our story for today, folks. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll be back again on Monday.
Yes, sir, and with a story about one of the most vicious plots against Wild Bill Hickok's life called Four Aces for Death.
Meanwhile, Andy and I hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Right, it's the world's only talking cereal.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Kellogg's Rice Krispies are great. So long.
See you Monday.
Yes, sir. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Harry Lang, John Stevenson, and Fred Howard. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Oram. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Don't forget to listen Monday, same time, same station, when Wild Bill Hickok holds Four Aces for Death. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal. Kellogg's Corn Flakes, America's favorite ready-to-eat cereal. And Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this special episode of OTRWesterns.com. Check out the show notes site, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. We're on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And please rate us on iTunes. Just search OTR Westerns. We have multiple podcasts, so if you subscribe to this specific feed, then please do leave feedback on that one. Rate us high so we can go ahead and get nominated and all that other good stuff. This podcast is copyright 2011 under attribution, non-commercial, share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.